Well, what to say? We're not here. Well, we're here for this, but we're not here this week because it's our little recess month, isn't it?
We do like to give ourselves a month off, don't we?
Well, we lie fallow, don't we? It's to regenerate. It's like a field system, isn't it?
Yeah. I plow phosphorus back into my body for a month.
I am just grazed upon this month and shat upon.
And I am veritably invaded by worms.
Yeah. You often have a festival held on you as well for this month, don't you? I keep telling you it's an absolutely terrible idea. And it's going to do real damage to your topsoil.
It's WormCon 2022, isn't it? All the worms come along and have a good time.
All the worm genres.
All the worm genres, all the worm.
I think it's too broad, personally.
Yeah. You think, you've always said, isn't it, it's either worm rock or it's worm jazz.
Yeah.
Worm fusion is just not. Yeah. You don't think.
And is it family centric or is it not? Because again, that's very confusing. I think from your literature.
I think just because you've got a death metal worm band on doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to eat a good taco at the same time. That's my attitude to.
Well, that's been the key to your success, isn't it?
It has been
that, and your willingness to be completely penetrated by hundreds of thousands of worms.
Yeah, it's the fact that I don't mind that. The way I see it is the more aerated. The better, you know. That's what worms do. Mm. They do it to soil. They do it to people.
Of course, the major downside with the worms is once the crows, ravens, and magpies start to realise what's going on. Oh my word!
Well, that's
they're very much the Hell's Angel of the worm festival scene, aren't they?
They really are. When those guys swoop in, you know it's like bloody hell.
The 60s are over.
The 60s are over when they're playing tug of war through my body with worms. Yeah.
The number of times the 60s have been over in your body as well.
Yeah.
It takes its toll eventually.
It really does. By the end of that weekend, the worms are like, I don't know what that was about, but it's time for us to get proper jobs, start families.
I'm going
to
cut my hair.
I'm going to cut my hair.
Buy a Buick.
Buy a Buick. Move to a commuter town.
And just start coaching softball. Just give something back.
Yeah.
In Eugene, Oregon. So that's what we'll be up to.
Yeah, so what we're saying really is there'll be
no fellow too.
Three Bean Salad episodes this month. However,
here it comes.
There is, waiting on the Patreon feed, for those who've signed up, a brand new bonus episode, which you can access at patreon.com/threebeansalad.
I think you can also get all the old extras there as well, right? Presumably they just sit there in perpetuity.
Yeah, if you sign up now, you'll get every bonus episode we've ever done, including a Beatles special.
Mm. And a Henry Art special as
Henry
well.
Henry Pankhurst's Ways of Seeing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
There's some really great content. It's almost like a kind of Sonic Netflix now, isn't it? There's, you go on there and you just...
There's something for everyone.
Will I try this? Will I try that? It's a bit like that now, isn't it? It's almost like, oh, God, I don't know what to choose.
Do I want to be entertained? Do I want to be scared? Do I want to be informed?
Yeah.
Exactly. Do I want to laugh?
Do I want to watch Squid Game?
Which you can do while listening to our Patreon.
You can.
There's nothing stopping you if you've got a Netflix subscription. Good. So, yeah, enjoy that if you fancy.
If not, we'll see you in June.
Yes, either way. And if not, I mean, you know, thanks for listening anyway.
And have a great early summer.
Is May early summer or late spring?
Have a great late spring. Also, we'll see you in a month, which might feel like a long time. But remember, when a month has passed, it'll feel like it was probably quicker than a month. Because that's what people generally feel about time. Isn't it? So actually, it's already pretty much, in fact, you'll probably go, it feels like yesterday, a month ago. So in which case, it's actually tomorrow, from this point of view. So really, we'll be back tomorrow in terms of how things feel, and that's the main thing, isn't it?
Quick, everyone go to bed now!
And also enjoy, obviously, people, you know, we have to be tactical when we think about when we're going to have our months off. When we're thinking, well, in May, people are doing the May activities, aren't they? They're dancing around a pole.
Yep.
They're getting the henges ready.
That's right.
Yeah, preparing the henges.
There's a lot of flower garland action going on. Crowns of daisies.
Creating daffodil wine. Mm-hmm.
And pushing anything and anyone they don't need anymore off a cliff.
and then finishing them off with a big old mallet.
And a jug of fungal poison.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I meant to say when we were recording an episode the other day that I recently bought my first medium-sized rubber mallet.
Did you? Yeah. What are you gonna whack with it?
I'm gonna put together some metal shelves, and it said we recommend you get this medium-sized rubber mallet.
Lovely.
Because you had a jumbo rubber mallet already.
Well, I had a big inflatable mallet. Yeah,
that's for comedic, just for making your day-to-day life more funny, isn't it?
Exactly. Huge, yeah, and I had a tiny iron mallet, but medium-sized rubber mallet feels like a big step. I don't know if either of you have taken that step yet to get yourselves a medium size.
I've had a rubber mallet for a while in the back of the car, but that's because one of the wheels is sort of rusted on, and if you need to change a tyre, it won't come off unless you get under it and mallet the thing out, which feels very dangerous when you're doing it. And I think probably is.
Do you think if the police were looking for a murder suspect and they pulled you over and you had a mallet in the back of your car, they would begin to put two and two together?
Oh, no, I wash the blood off every week.
Okay.
I'm very, very careful about that.
And have you got a rubber mallet, Henry?
I don't have a rubber mallet. I thought mallets were supposed to be hard. What's the point of it being rubber? Doesn't it sort of bounce back at you? I mean,
well, the point is you can hit something with it without that thing denting.
I'll pop round yours, Henry, later. I'll be there probably by about 8 o'clock this evening. I'll mallet you up and down, and okay. No one will be able to prove a thing, but you'll know about it.
So I'd have, there'd be no injury marks, but I'd be dead. Is that what would happen? Mm.
Internally, you'd basically be a soup.
Yeah.
But from the outside, you'd just look like...
I just look like a perfectly normal, healthy, dead man. But inside, it's just a Henry Packer soup.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So is that something coroners can recognise, is it? When they
make the first incision and you just kind of... drain off.
Piping hot tomato soup pipe.
Yeah, they sort of something. That's out. Why the coroners will typically spigot you first and see if you drain out the whole contents, then they know exactly what's happened.
And then they'll put it into a bowl, and there's a very tense moment, isn't it, where they drop a crouton in.
Yeah.
And does if the crouton floats, yeah. Does it float or not? If it floats, I'm dead.
If it doesn't, you will be soon.
So, yes. So enjoy your May activities, your malletings. Yeah. Remember to use if you're malleting someone or something, remember to use a rubber mallet, medium size. The police can't touch you.
Lovely. Thanks a lot. And see you soon. Henry's still going.
Until next time.
And in terms of your gardening,
I think we've stopped, Henry.
Get that crow poison down and stop now.
Right, stop him. Stop him, Ben. Bye. Shut it down.